On the Lord's Memorial Day, we are to examine our responsibilities to Christ. The Christian must recognize that he is very responsible for his death. If only we had not sinned, he would not have to die. But we are to blame. We must examine ourselves as we meet around his memorial as if we would stand before a mirror and realize the truth in Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I am the one to blame. I caused all his shame. He was publicly humiliated, beaten, spit upon, treated as a sinner because I am a sinner. As we mourn the loss of Christ, realize that we are the guilty ones. He died for us. He had to die for us. I think of a mission. His mission was to come here and die for us. That was his mission. That's what he was sent here to do, so that we could be saved. His mission was to die. Even if there was only one sinner that was lost, just one person, he still would have died. His love is that great for each one of his creation. We find this in Matthew 18:12-14. What do you think? If any man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should be lost. We are the lost sheep, and Jesus found us. Mourning the lost is the first thing we must do as we celebrate the memorial of our Lord. This is why Jesus gave us the bread at communion. The first thing you do with the bread as you partake of this memorial is break it. Whether you physically break it with your hands or you chew it, you break the body of Christ, just as our sin broke the physical body of Christ. On Memorial Day, we mourn the loss, remember the lives. Part of our emotional healing is the process of grief is to remember the lives of the loved ones who passed. The headstones we put on the graves are a testimony of who those people were. All of these messages tell us a little about the one who was buried under the headstones. Likewise, the epitaph that Jesus left tells us something about him. Inscribed on just about every communion table I've ever seen are the words found in 1 Corinthians 11:24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do in remembrance of me." What must we remember about Jesus? Well, what I thought of about remembering about Jesus is he wants us to remember how he lived and what he taught us about life. He set a glowing example of how to live in love. No matter what the circumstances, he lived in love. Our life should reflect that love. The bread that we first have broken is a reminder of the body of Christ. We are vividly reminded each time we observe the memorial that we are part of the body of Christ. We are part of his body. When we physically eat the bread, it becomes part of our body. Our body uses the bread for our nourishment. This remembering is not simply the recalling of historical facts. It's a participation in spiritual reality. At the Lord's table, we don't walk around a monument or admire it. We have fellowship with the living Savior as our hearts reach out by faith. If we approach this memorial in the proper attitude, we will experience spiritual growth. Just as our physical body grows when fed properly, so when you and I partake, we're proclaiming to the world, "I believe in the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus." I may not be able to speak eloquently, but I can proclaim my faith through these emblems, so I partake in remembrance of him. The opposite is also true. If we approach the table in a haphazard manner, then we take something that is of the highest of religion ceremonies and make a mockery of it. And there will be hell to pay for the one who cares not for what the Savior has done. This we find in 1 Corinthians 11:27 through 29. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. I remember the first time I heard this verse. I have not taken communion in the same way since. If we think about these verses as we take communion and we think about the thought that needs to go in to the memorial of Jesus Christ, then we should all have feelings in our heart when we partake of that memorial. We need to always think about, do this in remembrance of Him. On Memorial Day, we mourn the loss, remember the lives, and are thankful for the sacrifice. I've got a story I want to read. It's called Stories from the Heart. In a few weeks before Christmas 1917, the beautiful snowy landscapes of Europe were blackened by war. The trenches on one side held the Germans, and the other side the trenches were filled with Americans. It was World War I. The exchange of gunshots was intense. Separating them was a very narrow strip of no man's land. A young German soldier attempting to cross that no man's land had been shot and had become entangled in the barbed wire. He cried out in anguish, then in pain he continued to whimper. Between the shells, all of the Americans in that sector could hear him scream. When one American soldier could stand it no longer, he crawled to the German soldier. When the Americans realized what he was doing, they stopped firing, but the Germans continued. Then a German officer realized what the young American was doing, and he ordered his men to cease firing. Now there was a weird silence across the no man's land. On his stomach, the American made his way to the German soldier and disentangled him. He stood up with the German in his arms, walked straight to the German trenches, and placed him in the waiting arms of his comrades. Having done so, he turned and started back to the American trenches. Suddenly, there was a hand on his shoulder that spun him around. There stood a German officer who had won the Iron Cross, the highest German honor for bravery. He jerked it from his own uniform and placed it on the American. He walked back to the American trenches. When he was safely in the trenches, they resumed the insanity of war. That German soldier was thankful for that American soldier's sacrifice. All the heroic acts done on the battlefield through history have made our country what it is today. We are free, we are wealthy, and we are respected around the world. I'd like to read a poem in conclusion. I watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young Marine saluted it, and then he stood at ease. I looked at him in uniform, so young, so tall, so proud. With hair cut square and eyes alert, he'd stand out in any crowd. I thought how many men like him had fallen through the years, how many died on foreign soil, how many mothers' tears, how many pilots' planes shot down above the deep blue sea, how many foxholes where soldiers' graves, no freedom isn't free. I heard the sounds of taps one night when everything was still. I listened to the bugler play and felt a sudden chill. I wondered just how many times that taps had meant amen, when a flag had draped a coffin of a brother or a friend. I thought of all the children, of the mothers and the wives, of fathers, sons, and husbands with interrupted lives. I thought about a graveyard at the bottom of the sea, of unmarked graves at Arlington, no freedom isn't free. I have seen firsthand what freedom cost. One life for every day of freedom is what we give. And remember that as we celebrate Memorial Day tomorrow. With that, I'd like to offer a gospel invitation to anybody that would like to be part of Christ and to be part of His household. and to come up and be baptized and to be part of this congregation. Or if you have anything else that you would like needs be known unto us, please come forward as we stand and sing.